listen to video game music, and a lot of people probably think that's weird, right? I mean, haters, you know, they're like, oh, you listen to video game music, huh? Like Mario, right? Well, like, okay, so, like, there's a lot of video game music out there. Well, the thing is that a lot of people don't know is that, thing is, people know about Coinbird, but they don't, what the most people know about Coinbird is he's angry for coins. But what they don't know about Coinbird is that he's angry for coins. I have coin, yeah, kid, you have coin, okay? Get coin, you need coin, get coin, Coinbird. You know, you go to the restaurant, you get the menu, they say hi and stuff, and you go and you look at the menu and you order the sushi, right? Okay. Thing that most people don't know about video game music is that it's actually good music. It's really good music. I mean, you may have, like, really crappy music processor or music waffle iron or whatever you call it, but you got square waves and pulse waves, and you got triangle waves and rhombus waves and turquoise, purple waves and sushi waves and noise channel and DPCM, which is, like, digital processing, digital signal processing or something. DSP, OMG, oh my god, barbecue, glitch, digital signal processing, you've got like a big crushed noise channel, and you've got the big crushed samples, like you've got a snare drum and a kick drum, right? And you've got these samples, and they're crushed down to a small bit so they can fit on the Nintendo. And you've got these four or five channels, that's barely anything, right? But dude, that's like what Bach had or something, you know? With that amount of channels, you can compose a symphony in, like, maybe a 1 minute symphony that loops over and over until you beat the level, right? Okay, so you've got this, like, video game music, right? What people don't know about is it's good music, like I said before, and I'm just gonna say it again so I can annoy you by saying it over again. And what I want to tell you about video game music is that there are a lot of complex harmonies, like the same kind of harmonies you might hear, like, in 80s metal, you know, like, bands like Iron Maiden or bands like Mega Man 2, that's a good band, or Mega Man 3, that's a great band. In fact, it's a video game, and it's got great music, it's so good. I think that a lot of the video game music from back there is better than most music. I just think it's good music, you know what I mean? And that's what people need to realize, is that they heard this music on guitars and drums, which it is played, which sounds awesome. And it's so even more awesome. It's awesomer. I have to make up a new word called awesomer. It's just awesomer than already. It's already awesome. But the thing is, if they heard that music, and they did not know that it was video game music, they would not laugh. I mean, of course, all of us, there's a lot of people like this video game music, and we don't laugh because we know, seriously, this is good music, serious business, you know, internet is serious business, you know, make it to a business meeting, you know, try to get more coins, right? Okay, so the thing about video game music is it's awesome. That's, okay, it's not just awesome, it's awesomer, awesomer like Gossamer. I named my guitar Gossamer. It used to be named Serious, as in, like, Serious Business, but then I got tendonitis, and I can't play guitar. Well, I can't, actually, I did start playing it, but my hands got pulled, you know, I mean, my hands got screwed. I was, like, trying to type on the computer, and it hurt, so I got tendonitis, I made an album after it. Thing is, yeah, I made a lot of music electronically. I tried to make electronic music, and I succeeded. At first, I kind of failed, made some weird stuff, it was kind of cool, I liked it, but then I started learning how to make chiptunes, you know, 8-bit music, kind of like bring back the video game music, you know, you have, like, four channels, you may be using MacBook, and you're not actually using an NES chip, you know? Like, maybe I don't have a MIDI NES, I would like to have one, but let's say I'm just playing with ModPlug, which is a tracker program, which the demo scene used, and they've been making these chiptunes for since forever, and it's just awesome, it's awesomer. And stuff, I mean, I could go on forever, and I didn't sleep, I went to bed, I had some iced tea, and I ate, like, some kind of food or something, and I stayed up all night, and I was working on a chiptune. I started working on it, you know, an 8-bit. Most people don't even know what chiptune is. What is that, Chipotle, like, Taco Bell? Which is awesome, I understand, but I mean, it's like chiptune, you know? Chiptune is the appreciation threat, right? And then there's this guy who's, like, flame moron. There's always some guy who's like, oh, noob, it's like a noob, and he, like, comes to the forum, and he's like, oh, I can make better than Rebuzzes, and it's like, I record, I don't use loops or anything, but it's like, all, the guitar wasn't even real. He's using, like, he sampled guitar that wasn't even real. He, like, took his guitar, and he played the strings or something, and it was really, is, you know, video game music is awesome. That's the point. Okay, so I just want to get that clear. Video game music is awesome. It's awesome. Not just awesome, it's awesome. I'm running out of breath, so I'm going to go now. Thanks. Bye.